Let's talk about qualities that an interdiction officer has to have. And I'm going to go through them right directly from my PowerPoint. But these are these are the core things that I need you guys to emphasize if you're going out and trying to be be effective and use these tactics that you're learning here and all that stuff. Dave, I wish it was 146, buddy. I wish it was 146. But listen, the first rule, and a guy just wrote to me the other day, the first rule, the name of the game is, you got to be patient. The one thing I would see the most out of a lot of guys is, it was nice when I worked at the PD that I worked at, because they would come to my class, I would go back and watch them. funny. I would watch them firsthand to see what they were doing. And really, I would see these guys would be very impatient. Before they would set up, of course, they would take my spot at all every single time, because guys in my class, I'd see my videos. They thought it was the only place in town where you could do some hunting. But they'd sit there, and then I would see them wait for about 3 to 5 minutes, pull the trigger, take off, and go after the first car they see that they thought was a good car. And within a few minutes, they'd wrap back around, and we'd see them back in the same spot. I tell them, look, we have to be patient. There's a lot of times in the class when I talk to guys, and there's other people who come there that do interdiction. I'll ask some interdiction guys, hey, how long do you wait sometimes to find the right car? And guys will say, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. There's times I've been out there for 2 hours waiting for the right car to pass. Just 2 hours, 3 hours sitting out there. Hopefully no calls are coming on the radio. Just one of those nights or one of those afternoons or one of those mornings where I would just sit and wait for that right car. Sometimes I'd be there for 5 minutes or I'd be there for 30 seconds. I'd literally set up and here comes the right car right past me. So that's the one thing. You got to be patient. My advice to people is, thanks for Adam. The one piece of advice I have for people is you got to just be patient. I always tell people, like, when you go back to work, set your car up, start watching traffic, and don't even pull anybody over. Like, just say to yourself, I'm not going to pull anybody over for the next 2 hours. I'm going to watch traffic. Even if you see a gray car, don't even pull it over. Just watch and just try to differentiate between the cars that you are going to now noticing or engage in criminal activity versus the cars that aren't. You're going to see that as cars pass you, most people aren't going to have a reaction to your presence. Some people who are speeding are going to have a reaction to your presence, but most people aren't going to have a reaction to your presence. And then you'll have these cars that aren't speeding or aren't doing anything inherently wrong. And all of a sudden start doing wacky things because inside and outside of the car, what I mean by that is the passengers and the car itself, just because they saw you. That's just it. That's the only reason. So you got to deploy patience at a very minimum. That is really one of the core qualities of a good interdiction officer. I'm going to come back to more core qualities tomorrow, but as guys are going, I'm going to try to give this one away. If nobody wins it today, you got about 3 more minutes before I wrap this up. I'm going to go through a few more core qualities. You got to know this, that interdiction is a catch and release program. You cannot sit and waste your time with vehicles you don't believe are engaged in criminal activity. Now, I want you to fizzle out and make sure you squash out every little thing that you could have believed or led you to believe this car got you to stop this car in the first place, like a phase one stop. Why did I stop this car? Was I wrong? There's been times where I pulled it over, I thought I was wrong, and then it just started leading to something. So don't let it go until you actually have confirmed that your initial suspicions were just false alarms. Definitely a big thing. What was the other one? So don't waste your time. Tickets and interdiction do not mix. If you have to write 2 tickets a day because that's what your PD wants, you're the traffic guy and you want to do interdiction work, go out, knock your tickets out, get done with them, and then get into police work. All right, because you know how I feel about tickets. Anybody can write tickets, guys. Guy writes me the other day, he's like, hey, got any advice for finding the 450 cars? And I'm like, yeah, 450. And for the people watching, say DWI cars. And I'm like, yeah. Pull over anybody speeding after 12 o'clock. That's about the skill level you need to be a DWI guy. Like, it's not hard to do. Everybody after 12 o'clock on the road is drinking. That's just the truth. But don't waste your time with tickets. Don't mix it up. And the other thing I'm going to tell you is hang up your cell phone. You can't be sitting here watch these videos, but you can't be in your phone, your head in front. You got to get your head in the game. You can't be texting a chick you met last night or the guy you met last night, for the females who are participating in this. You just can't be doing that. You got to get off the phone. I mean, I've had guys, I was field training guys, and the first thing they're doing is they're on their phone as they're driving. I'm like, yo, what do you do? Hang up the phone. That phone don't come out while you're in field training with me, homeboy. Put it down. We'll teach you how to be a cop. You can't mix these two things. You can't mix this fancy phone and police work. They just don't intermix. They don't intermingle together. You just can't be in this phone.